In life's sojourn, we're lost, stumbling in the dark alleys of ignorance. But when the Lord smiles as that shooting star of hope, there begins our quest to Him. An odyssey unto redemption from this cycle of birth and death. But what's the royal highway of bhakti to God? Is it mere ritual that assumes in its ego to deserve God's benediction? Or is it further a prayer in the true spirit of the ritual, but one that seeks a material reward? Or is there something deeper, something that bridges the creation and the creator instantly, capturing the essence of this beautiful, heartfelt journey? Dearest Saima, we, your children from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Nilayam Campus, present this humble offering at your divine lotus feet as a play entitled Bhakti Pravaham.
Agnya Mahadeva,
it is the momentous hour of daybreak when my routine recedes into rumination. See to it that no one disturbs me now, whosoever they might be. I wish to revel in the silence of the self.
Thy will is my command, O Lord. Be it the Deva, Gandharva, Yaksha, Kinnara, Kimpurusha, Rakshasa or Manava, none shall dare cross the entrance to Kailasha under my vigil.
But what, my dear Nandi? What is it that troubles your mind?
O Bhagavan, I shall wholeheartedly guard the gateways of thy supreme altar from any friend or foe. But what about your devotees? Is it proper on my part to stand between you and them? Am I not an obstacle to their divine yearning?
No obstacle can stand between me and my true devotee. For bhakti is a royal highway to me. But Nandi, your role in their divine quest is paramount, as you shall come to see. Now, assume your role and let time unravel it all.
I am extremely grateful to you, Lord, for clearing my doubts. I shall obey your command. None shall cross my guard except in your command.
Prabhu Parvatisha Tandava Prakasha Chaturdasha Bhuvanala Charanala Digadrukki Sarva Jeevula Khela Leelaga Kaisesi Ye ఎదురులేనట్టి లంకేశుభంకనిక కుదురుగా కనభయ్య శంకర స్మరహరా భక్తాగ్రగణ్యుడను సకల జన బంధ్యుడను దానవాగ్రని నేను దయచూడు హరహరా
Greetings, O scion of Lanka's imperial order. What brings the mighty Dashanana to Kailasha at this dusky hour?
Greetings, Nandi. I have come here to seek an immediate audience with my lord.
At this time? Pardon me, Lankeshwara, but this probably is not the best time to seek an audience with our Bholenath. The lord has retired for the day.
Don't be absurd, Nandi. When it comes to meeting the needs of his devotees, the Lord knows no time nor space. He rushes forth, breaking every boundary and barrier to bountifully bless his believers. So effusive is his mercy upon his followers. And of all, I, Dashanana, am his greatest devotee. My unmatched devotion rightfully entitles me to my Lord's time and attention.
Your words, though boom with the most insightful truth, also echo an unmistakable arrogance, Lankeshwar. Remember, God favors love, not arrogance.
This is no arrogance. It is an unflinching confidence that I deserve the Lord. I have worshipped Him, praised Him, and loved Him like none possibly could. For all that I have offered unto Him, He surely owes me the attention I seek.
Your overpowering conceit obscures your heart into believing that God owes you something in return, O Dashanana. In reality, it is you who owe your everything to the Lord. Anyway, you better not disturb the Lord with your loud ranting. So I suggest you leave in peace for now and return tomorrow at dawn.
Nandi, do you know not in whose presence you stand? I, Dashamukha, am the only being in the whole of creation to have mastered the 18 Puranas, the 4 Vedas, and all the 64 art forms known to exist. My unequaled prowess has made me the greatest conqueror that ever lived and ever will be. Why, even the gods shudder and fear at my very name. And yet, you dare cross my path?
Shiva Shiva, I know who you are, Lankeshwar. But you too know that I have a duty I must adhere to. The time for meeting Lord Shiva has long passed. And I think it would be ill-mannered of you to disturb the Lord at this uninvited hour.
Ah, what an irony. A Gana teaching an emperor manners. Move now, or you will be booed.
Stay where you are, Lankeshwar. I cannot allow you to pass, for I dare not disappoint my master.
Such impudence. That too from a mere god. Let me pass now. And maybe I shall forsake your worthless life.
Do what you can, Lankeshwar, but so shall I.
What audacity! I could finish you this very moment. But it would be unbecoming of a noble blood like me to lay hands on an untamed beast like yourself. Fine then. If you refuse to let me meet Lord Shiva, I shall impress him with my might and bring him here myself.
And how do you plan on doing that? Your strength is paltry before that of Lord Shiva.
You dare challenge me? These arms are powerful enough to lift the whole of Kailasha with Lord Shiva on it.
Thank you.
Like the Lord was impressed, O mighty armed emperor. Does it hurt to be crushed by the fall? This is not the weight of Kailasha, but the weight of your own ego. Do you now realize your grand position, Dashanana?
Me, Nandi, I am at a loss of logic. I believed that he is mine as I am his. Doesn't the Lord belong to his devotee? Yet, what do I lack? Where have I faltered that he denies me his darshan? Nandi, maybe you could help me. What must I do to appease the Lord's displeasure and seek his darshan?
Perhaps it isn't the 10 heads that you require, Dashanana, but the one heart. I do not know if your might is unparalleled, but your vanity surely isn't. In fact, I am reminded of an illustrious being from your very lineage. One just like you, whose head was made to roll because of his arrogance. Listen closely, and perhaps some wisdom may enter at least one of your 10 heads.
Sage Bhrigu, such sincere efforts from all of you to restore friendship again among the world's elite is indeed a noble cause. It makes me so happy to be here on the cusp of such a grand event.
This is but our duty to restore world peace, O Devendra. All we seek is the uniform blessings upon humanity.
Salutations! Welcome, Prajapati Daksha. O illustrious son of Lord Brahma, please take your seat.
Salutations, O Prajapati. Welcome. Welcome to this auspicious occasion.
Blessings, Indra. May the sacrificial fire in your hall forever burn bright and your reign flourish.
Bhrigu,
Have I been invited to a treaty of amicability only?
Yes, O Master. That is precisely all our endeavor.
Impossible. Your quest shall be impossible today. It is in the best interest of all that I leave at once.
Prajapati! Prajapati Daksha! Has there been any fault in our proceedings? Please make us aware and we shall set it right instantly.
I have been witness to an intolerant crime here. When I entered, I deserved the standing respect of one and all. Did it happen so?
O son, do you wish that we three supreme sentients to rise and welcome thee?
Not quite so. No, not at all. I am not a novice in the realms of rational thought. You are my father, and Lord Vishnu is my grandfather. Aren't I aware that such courtesy from elders is not to be demanded? But shouldn't my subordinate, my son-in-law, rise in respect, as tradition dictates?
I merely sat down, representing the pedestal of the three supreme godheads, not as your bonded relative.
Oh, Bhrigu, you brought me here promising me respect. Such show of arrogance disrupts my calm. I demand an apology from Shiva, lest my anger breach containment.
Oh, Daksha, you speak like one ignorant of Lord Shiva's identity. What respect does he, the master of all, owe you?
A superior does not bow before his subordinate. Shiva, the Lord of all, is surely your superior, O Prajapati. If he were to stand and bow before you, your lifespan would only reduce.
Whomsoever you imagine him to be and whatever his reasons, I am due this respect. Have I not betrothed Sati to him in holy matrimony? As his father-in-law, I demand that he rise and oblige me the respect he deserves to demonstrate.
Daksha, such vain anger isn't a justified emotion in haste. When in position, relationships don't count. Respect the culture of a congregation wisely.
Oh, are you now alleging that I am not aware of decorum?
Isn't that pretty self-evident? You impolitely demand the rise of a sitting guest? Isn't that unbecoming of one of your stature?
Are you the one to enlighten me on polity? This mendicant clad in a tiger's pelt, derelict in the peripheries beyond civilization, shadowed by ghosts and smeared in the ash of the dead. Who are you to lecture me on the civility of sentience?
Daksha, your speech is improper. Your understanding of the Lord's Maya is clouded by your pride. Shiva and Sati are inseparable beyond time.
Oh, Daksha, such disrespect to the Lord of the universe is a certain recipe for self-destruction. Be forewarned that there is no greater sin than this.
The Lord of the universe? I am the one who has elevated him a stature in worship among the three worlds. I can henceforth declare the inadmission of offering to this reclusive nomad, and very soon the great hymns will be subdued into silent whispers lost to time.
Daksha! You have overstepped your limits. I curse you that you lose the understanding of the true meaning of all the Vedas. May you forever be concerned with rites and rituals, ignorant of their true spirit and purpose.
Your words do not frighten me, Nandi.
You deserve this curse, Daksha, for your pride has blinded you. Sinful one, at least now you may seek pardon from the Lord. He is the ever merciful one.
Oh, Dadichi, you call me sinful. Advise me to seek pardon. Such conduct is only to be expected from Shiva's followers. Like master, like herd, treading the dark alleys of intoxicated intellect.
Daksha!
Nandi,
restrain yourself. Come, let us leave this place of strife.
Son, your words do not reflect the wisdom you possess. I take leave when this place has lost its auspiciousness. Henceforth, I sincerely hope you behave with more wisdom. O Daksha, such a gullible tantrum is unbecoming of thee. Your pride precedes an eclipse that shall erase all thy footprints of a fine legacy. I shall leave now. This occasion has now lost its soul.
O sages, why do you still sit frozen? Is your fear greater than your faith? What is a place such as this, denounced by the three lords? Come, let us not tolerate this insult. O Daksha, I will never participate in the sacrifices you perform, for they are suffused with your arrogance.
Insults to me, the Prajapati? I will show them all the untainted prowess of Daksha. I shall conduct a sacrifice like never before, the Nirishwarayagam. There shall be no invitation or offerings to Shiva. Let the world witness the toothless power of that self-proclaimed ascetic.
Devas decked in rich finery, leaving in multitudes to attend the Daksha's yajna.
I say this yajna may never be complete. How can it be without the yajna purusha presiding over it?
Such arrogance is unbecoming of a Prajapati. His end seems fast approaching.
Nadha, I hear that my father is performing a grand sacrifice. All the Devas, Gandharvas and Yakshas are proceeding there, decked in all their finery. Let us also go. Please, do entertain this request of mine.
But we are not invited. Must we still go then?
My father must have perhaps forgotten to invite us, busy as he would have been in the whole lot of arrangements. Surely, you are not insulted by this little unintended indiscretion?
And yet, is it not improper for us to arrive unannounced? Come now, Sati, give up this desire.
Does a child need an invitation to its own home? Swami, does even family need to stand by such formality?
Devi, you seem to have forgotten Daksha's anger. He still harbors hatred towards me. In fact, this sacrifice is a demonstration of valor where no offering will be made to me. Clearly, I am not welcome.
What blasphemy is this, Lord? Are you not the auspicious giver of all good? the very personification of Yagna. What is this sudden madness that has entered my father?
Vinashakale Viparita Buddhi.
Alas, is there no way to save my father from perdition, Swami? Is there no solution to his misplaced rage and twisted intellect? Do let me visit him. Perhaps a daughter can awaken him to his right senses.
Devi, when your father disregarded even Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu, would he pay heed to your counsel?
Must not a daughter protect her parents? Is it not my duty?
Dakshayani, this sacrifice is born of Daksha's arrogance. It is suffused with rajas and does not possess the true spirit that it must. It will only end in destruction. Would you still go?
Swami, do grant my wish. Let me stop this blasphemy, a stain on my father's fame and an insult to your honor. I cannot knowingly allow the legacy of both my homes to be tarnished.
Devi, it is not my wish that you go, but your insistence forces me to accept. Allow my ganas to escort you. They will accompany you as guard of honor.
As you please, my lord.
Be watchful, Sati, of Daksha's anger. In his vision, you are now more my wife than his daughter. His anger and hatred against me will reflect upon you. Pringi. You and the Ganas escort your mother to Daksha's abode. Be vigilant.
It will be our honor, Lord. We will guard her with our life and make sure no harm befalls our mother.
Meets the last of Prajapati's specifications.
Finally, everything is in place to begin the Purnahuti.
At last, the moment has arrived, and yet we remain unscathed. Varunadeva, this great yaga is at the threshold of its culmination.
Great, yet incomplete, Chandradeva. The majesty of this sacrifice fails to hide the glaring absence of Lord Shiva.
Exactly.
Even the best of offerings won't suffice today, for it lacks the consummation of ego. Behold the Purnahuti that fails to be Sampurna, the harbinger of unknown consequences and unheard destinies.
Stop this, Father. What is this that you're doing? Does this even suit one such as you?
And what business do you have here? Shamefaced, barging into this auspicious congregation despite no invitation.
A daughter needs no invitation to her father's home. I come here, Father, to stop you from committing such a grave sin. A sacrifice that excludes Shiva can never come to a peaceful fruition.
And is that a warning or a threat? Noisy mouthpieces for an empty head. What has that coward Shankara's wife come here to proclaim in this deceitful garb of my daughter?
Father, please, pay heed to my plea. You know that a sacrifice that is meant to dishonor the Lord will only lead to self-destruction. Why do you seek to knowingly invite such a calamity?
Even if the result of this is to be the end of the universe, I shall not stop. This is to reiterate to your vain husband his rightful place in my world.
O Devas, are you not the guardians of the spheres? Will you not listen to me? Can you not persuade my father to desist from such a sacrilege? O wise ones, do you not know that Shiva, the Lord of all, is the sustainer of Yajna? Will you yet continue incurring the wrath of the third eye?
Narayan, Narayan. O noble ones, isn't what the Divine Mother says laced with wisdom? Doesn't the Yajna that dishonors Shiva have no meaning? Speak up. Answer the scores of time that shall look upon this moment to the cowardice mutiny of inaction. O Venerable Mother, these are the frozen spirits of the fearful. They choose silence in submission to power over prayer. Brother Daksha, listen to your daughter. Calm yourself.
She who lives with that besmirched recluse is no daughter of mine. My daughter is long gone, taken to the vile charms of that infamous destroyer.
Agraja, your anger is causing you to use such mindless verbiage. Calm yourself and think from the heart for a moment.
Must I silently hear these insults against my lord? My ears bleed from the barbs of your speech, piercing my soul. Oh, Daksha, I do not wish to be known as your daughter. Parameshwara, let me be reborn as a daughter of those that worship you. I no longer want to be in this body. I discard it here and now.
नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्रयम्बकाय त्रिपुरातकाय त्रिगाभिकालाय तारादिरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय
Putra, raise the smoke to the skies and sink the lives of the lowly into the abyss. Destroy the sinner and his accursed sacrifice. Strike down the blasphemous, anyone who dares to obstruct you. You are my own Amsha. None can stand before you. Go, erase this mirage.
As you command me, my lord, I shall wreak havoc on the guilty and take death to their doorstep.
Arrogance, Lankesh, is very similar to that of Daksha. While he believed the Lord owed him deference for offering Mother Sati as a bride, you believe that the Lord owes you darshan for your devoutness. Deservedness is no business, Lankesh. You deserve the Lord only if you need the Lord. He isn't yours to claim if your heart is parched of love, inundated with an arrogance or pseudo-deservedness instead.
I see what you mean, Nandi. My arrogance ran deeper than my devotion.
Precisely. If it is the Lord you seek, O Dashanana, first discard your ego.
Your words are redolent with truth, Nandi. How could I be so derisible to assume that the Lord owed me His time and attention when I never deserved Him in the first place? Hey, Bholenath, in these scars, I see the reflection of my folly and the lesson of Your grace. Forgive my foolhardiness, O Lord. Pahima, Pahima.
రావము దిగ్దిగంతముల రాజల నిన్నిటు రమ్ము రమ్మనెన్ వనధారలుల్లసిల రాగతరంగిణి ఉద్ధృతం మావన్ వరదా ప్రియా కరుణ రాజిత సద్గుణ రాజశేఖరా రావే భవాని నాథ నను లాలన సేయగ ఇట్టి దుస్థితిన్
ఈశ్వరా ఈశ్వరా Where are you, Ishvara? Is my sin so heinous, Lord, that you, the Karuna Sagara himself, refuses to even acknowledge my apologies? Nandi, have my doings been so delinquent that my Lord has decided to ignore me?
Calm down, Lankesh. Calm down.
I cannot, Nandi. I cannot. When the very Lord I live for has decided to forsake me, I see no point in living at all. Worthless is such a life, unable to even earn the forgiveness of my Lord. If I can't find solace in His mercy, then may my dying breath find succor in the song of sacrificial perish. If the Lord is in the soul of music, then let me attain Him in that very symphony, sacrificing this body as His instrument. Mahadeva, forgive me, O Lord, forgive me. I stumbled on my own pride. My love was imperfect and my arrogance uncalled for. Pardon my faults, O Shankara. Please accept me as yours.
Arise, Ravana, for you have shed the weight of your ego. Your heart has been purged of arrogance for me to take my rightful place, and your spirit rekindled with the fire of my love. I am extremely pleased with your devotion, my child. Ask me what you want, and you shall not be denied.
After such colossal follies, you still choose to bless me with a boon? Your mercy is incomparable indeed, O Lord. I pray you grant me your everlasting blessings with an Atmalinga, Mahadev, that shall fill my mother's heart with happiness and mine with the confidence that Lanka's bastions shall forever be impregnable. There shall be no dearth of prosperity on those golden shores again.
Tathastu, as you wish, my child. Here is the Atmalinga.
Today has been a lesson for Ravana as well as me, O Bholenath.
And why is that, Nandi?
O Parameshwara, I had doubted the devotion of Ravana. I thought it was mere effrontery. But when he realized his mistake, he was able to transform his heart and even transcend his body consciousness out of sheer love for you. Never have I seen such devotion, O Mahadeva. Ravana perhaps is the greatest bhakta the world would ever see.
Nandi, you seem to be in awe of Ravana's Rudraveena as he strung his intestines to tug at my heart with that soulful music. Yes, Ravana reached me instantly. But
you seem to disagree with me, O Lord. Is there something that I do not see?
Nandi, when you take a single step towards me, I come rushing, taking 100 steps, hoping that we shall walk forever into time, hand in hand. But alas, the world only walks away with their desires fulfilled, leaving me standing all alone. Ravana was so close and yet so far. His devotion was such that he was able to go beyond his body consciousness. But when I finally arrived, ready and wanting to give him my very self, he failed to go beyond a mortal's desire. O Nandi, they allege that I guard the gateways of the dead in solitude. But isn't that then the fate of a friend who is only sought by the living for survival?
O Parameshwara, now I see what you mean. Ravana saw you as a means to an end, but not as the end itself. Even before his devotion could soar into the idealism you seek, it fell before a trivial desire.
The devotion which pleases me most is that which seeks nothing in return, Nandi. Those who love me solely for the joy of loving me and expect nothing in return are the ones I keep closest to my heart. You need not know the highest knowledge or perform ostentatious rituals if you are able to cultivate pure love for me in your hearts, so pure that you love me more than yourself.
Such devotion is unheard of, O Lord. Which mortal could possibly rise to such exalted expectations? It seems impossible to me.
But such devotees do exist, Nandi. Love for me is their only sustenance and also mine. In fact, let me show you one such devotee who even in the darkest days of Kali loves me unconditionally.
Hey Ishwara, what sin have I committed to witness this holy place sprawled with bones and meat every morning? Who dare commit such nefarious deeds in this holy premise? It is surely the act of some wicked soul, hell bent upon bringing the Lord's wrath onto our entire village. And to clean this mess every day is a torture, O Mahadeva. I wonder as to when does this monster sneak into the temple with his vile intentions. O Swami, I am here daily from dawn to dusk, but who shall protect you by twilight? But, O Master, is it right to think of protecting the protector of the three worlds himself? For all that the Lord does for us, this is the least we can do, lest the Divine gets angry with us. But Guruji, can the Lord ever get angry with his devotees? Hey, have you forgotten already? The Lord's third eye that can turn the three worlds to rubble. But no more ifs and buts. Let us inform the Sarpanch. He only can help us. Come, let's move.
నిను వీక్షించిన ఆ క్షణమునే నిన్ను స్తుతింప మనస్సు పుట్టే మనస్సులోని ఆలో మాటల రూపము నీవే
ఓ లార్డ్, యెస్టర్డే యు గాట్ టు రిలీజ్ దోస్ టేస్టీ బెరీస్ దట్ ఐ ఫారెస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ యాండర్ హిల్. టుడే దేర్స్ అ ఫ్రెష్ గేమ్ దట్ ఐ హ్యాడ్ ట్రాప్డ్ అండ్ కుక్డ్ ఫర్ యూ. Here, devour it with this honey. The taste is heavenly.
Here you are again, with your meat and berries, claiming this stone partakes them. Why do you invite trouble onto our community? Can't you foresee the wrath of the priests and the panchayat if they discover the sacrilege? We are mere hunters, Tinna. We roam and kill prey. Would the great Lord ever come down for our sake? Fine. You stay here with your fancy stone and become a hard-hearted rock yourself. Such madness.
Shivayya, have you heard him? Madness, it seems. Everyone thinks I'm possessed with this insanity. And I gladly plead guilty. For I am mad in your bliss. I care not for their crippled comment. But rather, my only concern is you. You sit here all by yourself. So silent. Who shall feed you? Huh? No matter what they say, nothing can come between you and me. Now take a bite quickly. The food's beginning to get cold.
Aunu Sarpanch Garu, someone seems to be defiling the... Huh? Shiva Shiva, what is sacrilege? How dare you do this, you barbaric fool? Sarpanch Garu, surely... He is that monster.
Hey, Swami. Watch your words. What wrong have I done? I am but merely offering food to our hungry Lord.
Such insolence in standing up to a Brahmin?
You sinner. Whoever you are, step aside from the Lord's idol this very moment.
I am Tinna, the son of the chief of the Chenchu tribe. And what sin have I committed?
None enters the sanctum sanctorum of the temple,
save the priest.
But you, you have defied this rule, and that's your first sin.
Bringing meat into this holy place is your second sin.
Indeed, offering this, this inauspicious meat to the embodiment of purity, an utter disregard to the Lord's altar. Such blasphemy!
I was aghast to hear all these foul deeds happening in our village, and I sincerely hope that they were rumors. But it's indeed the Lord's grace we caught you red-handed.
You should be beheaded for your sins. You call this an offering to the Lord? Chah, shame on you.
But we all offer what we can get. This is all I can gather from the forest I inhabit, and everything I can hunt for the day, I offer it to my Shiva, and only partake what he is blessed for us.
Hold your tongue, lest we may pull it out and feed it to the beast.
Oh, Neel Tinna, you do not even know how and what is to be offered, and yet you claim God's acceptance. Whom are you fooling with your concoctions?
Oh, Brahmin, it's true I know nothing. No rite or ritual, method or means. But all I see is the Lord's hunger that I seek to quell, and He responds to my sincere offering.
How dare you lie in the temple?
But why should the Lord respond to you? I have been worshipping Him from my childhood, religiously, and yet to gain His grace. Would the Almighty rush to the company of such a sinner?
You can ask Him once He comes. Wait here as my Lord finishes His meal. Now let me satiate His hunger.
You ignorant fool! Why the Lord would be hungry? He is the one who feeds us all.
But does not the mother who feeds all her children deserve a meal too?
Parmeshwara, blood, look, blood is oozing out of Lord's eye.
Ayyo, Shiva, ill omens. This is the clear sign that inauspiciousness has stepped into the sacred temple.
It is all this vile hunter's fault.
సృష్టి స్థితి లయకారకుడవు నీ మాయవలను తొలగించు స్వామి, నుతింపగలిగే వాడను కాను విధానములు తెలియవు స్వామి.
ఓ లార్డ్, వాట్ హాస్ హ్యాపెన్డ్? ఇస్ ఇట్ ద పాయిజనస్ ఫ్యూమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద స్నేక్ అరౌండ్ యువర్ నెక్, or is it the smoke of the fiery flames from your third eye? Tell me, O Lord, tell me, what's troubling you? Swami, how do I alleviate your suffering?
Take away this wretched creature from the Lord's side. And what is he babbling? Yes, he won't pay heed to our counsel. Call for those cavemen. Only a thorn can remove a thorn.
Wait, a thorn for a thorn? An eye for an eye? Lord, worry not. You may have minds for me. At least, they'll serve a better purpose that way. A better purpose. Besides, I got only your form to see. That's already in my heart, Swami. You are already in my heart. But you have a world to look after. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Ah!
ఫైనల్లీ అయ్యో శివ శివ నౌ ది అదర్ ఐ ఇస్ బ్లీడింగ్ డు నాట్ వరీ లార్డ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ అనదర్ వన్ టూ బట్ హౌ డు ఐ నో వేర్ టు ప్లేస్ ఇట్ Let me position my toe to remember the spot.
Kannappa.
Nandi, have you now understood the essence of this beautiful path of bhakti?
Indeed, O Lord. Today I have been enlightened in this moving experience firsthand. Rituals are but mere lampposts meant to show us this beautiful path of bhakti. But devoid of the spark of the spirit, we are only left in the darkness of ignorance and strife.
Rightly observed. Spirit is that spark that illumines this path as prayer.
Oh Kalatita, but then why did you ask me to guard your altar? Who am I to stand in between a devotee's prayer and the Lord himself?
Oh Nandi, you are but the mirror to the world, the gateway of reflection, which is the final reminder of illusory attachment to the identity of the world that, alas, makes every prayer a mere want. But when there is pure selfless love that finds my need, we complete this journey to never part again. That absolute devotion finds fulfillment in my manifestation in the devotee's heart. And therefore, this ultimate quest of devotion is a journey from ritual, you, to me, to prayer, me, for you, and finally, to love, you, in me. Kannappa, you make my heart swell with pride, son. Multitudes attain glory as my devotees. But today, I sparkle as your Lord. Your unprecedented act of love has entitled you to an immortality in a befitting name. Kannappa, devotion such as yours is what I live for and live by. For in the blindness of your love, you were able to see all that needs to be seen. Never have I been so loved. Ask. Ask what your heart desires, and it shall be yours.
Oh Lord, there is nothing I desire of this world, for I already have you in my heart. What more could I possibly want?
Kannappa, for such unconditional and unparalleled love, I grant you a deserved mukti.
की राह में हर दिशा में बस एक साथी साई माँ। हाथों में हाथ है जब तक तेरा, हम ना डरेंगे साई माँ। जीवन की राह में हर दिशा में बस एक साथी साई माँ। हाथों में हाथ है जब तक तेरा, हम ना डरेंगे साई माँ। रिश्ता ये दिल का जब से जुड़ा है, आए जुबा पे तेरा ही नाम। ख्वाबों में तुम हो, सांसों में तुम हो, धड़कन में तुम हो साई माँ। జీవన యానం సుమధురవకాశం కష్టములెన్నో ఎదురైనా దాటుట ఎంతో సులభం జన్మ జన్మల బంధం ఇది మధుర మధుర అనురాగం జన్మ జన్మల బంధం ఇది మధుర మధుర అనురాగం ప్రేమతో ఇక నీకే అంకితం ప్రేమతో మా హృదయం ఇక నీకే అంకితం సాయి మా प्यार करना तुमने सिखाया। तुमको पाने की चाहत ने भक्ति मार्ग दिखलाया। सब कुछ हमारे तुम साई माँ, तुमसे ये जीवन साई माँ। हर दिल में तुम ही तुम साई माँ, ममता की मूरत तुम साई माँ। तुमसे शुरू तुमसे जुड़ा ये जीवन, तुमसे शुरू तुमसे जुड़ा ये बंधन, तुमसे शुरू तुमसे जुड़ा ये जीवन, तुमसे शुरू तुमसे जुड़ा ये बंधन।
Jai Ganga Dhara, శంకర శివ శంకర శివ శంకర శంకర సాయి శంకర శివ శంకర శివ శంకర శంకర సాయి శంకర శివ శంకర శివ శంకర శంకర సాయి హర హర గంగే శంకర శివ శంకర శంకర సాయి శంకర శివ శంకర శివ శంకర శంకర సాయి శంకర శివ శంకర శివ శంకర శంకర సాయి హర హర గంగే
రామ 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 యదునందన హే గణేశా
సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ దేవా
Shine.